Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse News. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest to happen in running this week. This week's stories include Ninja Loop origin story, Dinosaur Incline FKT, and a Canyons 100K preview. We begin this week with a correction to a story I featured in last week's show. I admittedly didn't spend a lot of time researching this one, and turns out everything you read on the internet ain't necessarily true. What is listed on the Ninja Loop FKT page on fastestknowntime.com isn't even close to the full story. For the full story, we have to go to Devin Yanko. She shares with us the story of the ninjas and hence the Ninja Loop. If you want to hear it straight from her, go to @fastfoodie on Instagram. The truth is, there was a community that formed around getting up ridiculously early every Thursday to run the same loop in the Marin Headlands. It was originally Larissa Rivers, Brett Rivers, Nathan Yanko, and Devin Yanko. Devin gave them all the ninja name as they were stealthy, secret, and since she was obsessed with ninjas, it was an inside joke amongst the group. Devin also just put together a YouTube video to show you what it's all about. You should go check it out. The ninjas eventually went on to build several businesses that grew that once small community into something much larger that has now rippled out to impact quite large group. Those include San Francisco Running Company and M&H Bread and Butter. Her final fun fact is what is now called the Ninja Loop is actually a rerouted version, so her and Brett will forever be the Ninja King and Queen of the OG loops. After an extensive review and vetting process, we are proud to have the Castle Rock Run Club, an official Patreon supporter of us here at Steep Life Media. Shout out to Christopher Fagnant and the rest of the crew up in Castle Rock, Colorado, for the support. Also to another one of our new Patreon members who likes to refer to himself simply as Grandpa Man. The front entry booth at White Tank Mountain Regional Park was attacked this week by a runaway vehicle which had a head-on collision with the station. This park is out on the west side of Phoenix and home of the Mesquite Canyon Trail Runs. Honestly, not sure how you pull this off, but we hope no one was injured and the booth makes a full recovery soon. On the heels of her 50K world record, Des Linden made the trip back east to the finish line of the Boston Marathon to announce she will be towing the line of the 125th running of the race this fall. Des will be focusing on Boston after missing out on the Olympic squad by just one spot. Speaking of Boston, registration for the race is open through Friday, April 23rd this week, and we'll soon know how low the qualifying standards go. Okay, so not sure if this will become a long-lasting trend or not, but in the spirit of costumed marathon records, such as the fastest marathon while dressed as Elvis, dressed as Spider-Man, etc., Tate Pullman decided to go for the Dino FKT on the Manitou Incline. The 2,000-foot climb is tough enough on any given day, but adding on an inflatable large dino suit ratchets up the difficulty quite a bit. No stranger to the mountain, Tate placed fourth at last year's Pike Peak Marathon and was able to establish a new FKT in 26 minutes, 6 seconds. Now for a long-awaited update on the Unknown Trail from Unknown Trail Intersection to Unknown Trail Intersection. I'm now up to 7 segments in the past 90 days. But I've made a critical error by continually featuring this story on this show. The current local legend Jeff Thompson is in fact a viewer and has now been tipped off to my scheme to take back the record. He commented on the last video that my punishment for failing to take it back would be to pace him at a rim to rim to rim this summer. Only time will tell, Jeff, only time. This week's episode brought to you by the Coca Dona 250 coming up soon. If you want to join our live stream team, please check out the link in the description. Next up, we head to Wales for a new record on the Paddy Buckley round by British trail champ Kim Collison. He took 17 minutes off the previous best time, finishing in 16 hours 20 minutes under pretty ideal conditions. The route itself climbs 47 peaks over 60 plus miles. Seems to be a big trend this year for recyclable and or sustainable shoes. Salomon is launching their Index.01 shoe that will be recycled into other Salomon products post-use. Then there is the Adidas Stan Smith Milo, which is a mushroom-based product incorporated into their sustainable shoes. On Running also has a castor bean shoe called the Cyclone that is being offered on a subscription service. Send it in when you're done for a new pair. Kara Goucher will be an announcer at the upcoming Drake and Oregon Relays on NBC. We'll have to see how that compares to the Trials of Miles and Sidious Mag's coverage of the Kansas City qualifiers, but I bet both will be great. Hey there, if you're enjoying this week's show, please drop us a like on the video and comment below a story I missed this week. Now for some race results. First, the Desert Rats Trail Festival near Fruta, Colorado, which featured a trail marathon and 50K. Brittany Charbonneau, aka Funny Runner, made her 50K debut with a win in 3:59.52, not too surprising, while Jonathan Ray won for the men in 3:41. Next up, Whiskey Basin in Prescott. Nick Curry, yes, my younger, faster brother, won the 91K in a speedy 8:04, which was 15 minutes ahead of second place Matt Bellis. On the ladies' side, Megan Slavin was the victor in 10:37, followed by Luann Park in 11:08. And yes, that's the same Luann Park who has a handful of podiums at Western States, dating as far back as 1999. Finally, the Ouachita Trail runs saw its 30th edition of the 50K 50 mile in Little Rock, Arkansas. After a one-year hiatus, the race was back and Jeremy Province was the winner in 7:01. Top woman was local Laura Kearns, 9:51 in 10th overall. Over in the 50K, the top woman was Nancy Ann Hickman in 5:39, and Jake Anderson won overall in 4:49. In this week's bonus story, available for Patreon supporters, we'll chat a little bit more about the Canyons and Las Vegas race coming up this weekend. Canyons 100K will serve as the final stop on the Golden Ticket Series for the 2021 Western States 100. This will be the first major California race post-pandemic, and of course, the fields are stacked. For the ladies, we've got Io Wang, Taylor Nolan, Nicole Monet, Audrey Tanguy, Emily Hoggood, Tessa Chesser, Beth Pascal, and Abby Hall, and more. The list goes even deeper, but we just don't have the time to get them all in today. So sorry. For the men, it will be Anthony Castales, Avery Collins, Max King, David Laney, Noah Brodigan, Cole Watson, Patty O'Leary, and more. Nice mix of new and old faces on that one. The last major race, funny enough, was held in the same area, the Prairie Spirit 50 mile, back in March 2020. The course has been modified and will run from Auburn uphill with a ton of climbing to finish near China Wall. We'll have a full recap next week. We previewed the 100 mile championships at Jackpot. It's coming up this weekend in Las Vegas, but it appears Camille Herron might be a last minute entrant. No wonder she's been soaking up all that sun in Tucson recently. Should be a fun one to watch, and there's prize money on the line. Stay tuned next week for our full Cocodona 250 preview. In this inaugural year, we have quite the field assembled, including three former Arizona Trail FKT holders. Thank you for tuning in to episode 200 of Outhouse News. Be sure to subscribe to get the latest episode. And if you'd like to support the show, please join Steep Life Media on Patreon, where you'll enjoy bonus content each week, right from me for as little as $2 per month. We want to mention by name our $25 level supporters and up, at the $100 level, Brian Sands, at the $50 level, Squirrels Nut Butter, Mark Grabowski, Peter and Patty Curry, as well as our $25 level supporters, Carrie Savage, The Castle Rock Run Club, Grandpa Man, Michael Perez, Nick Bailey, Steve De La Cruz, York Beach Runner, Michael Adams, and 10 Junk Miles. Finally, if you'd like to own this week's pair of Jam Jam sunglasses, check out the link below. Have a shitty week.